Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
I like sucking.
Legit bad podcast.
Watch your fingers, booty hole man.
Welcome to Costco. I love you.
I ain't his 401k.
Okay, welcome back to Legit Bat. We have a California gubernatorial candidate. I hate that word. It's so dumb. Candidate for governor. I like that better. But it's David Alexander Bramante. He's running under the Republican Party. And you live in L.A. He's a realtor. And from everything we've seen, he is literally just like you and me. And I know every politician says that. But from what we can tell, this dude is not a politician. Right? Do you have any experience in politics?
Zero. I know. It's crazy. I get that question a lot. Like, why are you running? You shouldn't be running. And I think that's the main problem. Like, I just picked up some pizza for dinner because today was crazy.
Hell yeah.
And then the guy's like, oh, you're running for governor. I've seen you. He's in the neighborhood. And I said, yeah. And he said, why? And I said, because we can. We could do whatever we want. And then he's like, well, I don't know. And I'm like, even you, pizza guy, you can run for governor. And he's like, yeah, you're right. I said, you're running a business. He has a solid business. I said, it's just a lot of extra zeros. You know, these numbers are bigger, but it's still fundamentally the same thing. So I just had this conversation. But I get that question all the time. Like, why you?
Like, that is the thing that sucks, though, is that literally anybody can. We got the voter information in the mail the other day. We actually did like a half hour of it on a show a couple days ago. And there are some characters in there. Oh, my God. Some of these people I can't believe are running. The Angeline lady, I think she's down in L.A. too.
Yeah.
She's famous for some terrible song in the 80s.
Oh, that's crazy. You guys have done more research than I have. Growing up in L.A., I just have only seen her as the lady with like blonde hair and a pink Corvette.
A pink Corvette, yeah.
I read every single person's profile. Like, yeah. They're all insane.
Can
and
you
she's
dig
connected.
It?
She's connected with that guy and the guy that his profile just says love you with a U. Adam Papagan. So yeah.
I was just like, you know, I really need to brush up on my competition, and I stopped on that one. I'm like, he didn't even spell out you.
Okay. Right. And then the guy that just says search YouTube, and he has videos up, and they actually he just doesn't really answer any questions. Sure. I researched almost everybody, and I found that three of the candidates are connected, like they know each other, and they're all running, and their profiles are all insane. Plus, there's Caitlyn Jenner. One guy just lists his stats, like it's just what he's done, and there's no content really. It's just something you have to research. And I read yours, and I said, this guy is the only one who makes sense. Oh my God, you have to read this. And I gave it to Joe. I'm like, it's right in your face.
What
your,
sucks is that some of those
the
people
only one that's anything
are probably the ones that are more likely to win. You know, these crazy people, like those are the ones that end up are in the running on the polls. It's like, what are we doing?
This has been the craziest experience ever. My whole life.
The guy that spelled out love you with a U, that's what you get when somebody who was born in the era of AOL starts to run for any kind of political office.
Right.
He did look like that too, yeah.
He has his own show. It's That's the ASMR guy. The show that feels good to listen to, the ASMR show with Adam Papagen. Yeah, I don't even want to promote him.
Does he have an email listed?
No.
A lot of them don't have shit listed.
If you look them up on YouTube, though, they're just there. I researched almost every one of them.
That's so cool. Well, thank you for saying what you said earlier. Yeah, I don't know how raw and real to be, but I'm just like, yo, I have nothing to lose, so I might as well.
Yeah,
well, I started reading it and you were like, I'm just like you. And I was like, okay, here we go. Some other guy that's just like everyone else. And I kept reading and I was like, whoa, this guy has exactly our same values and the values that we should want in a leader anywhere. And not just as a governor, but as a president, as a king, wherever you are in the world. You should want to have those values of you should be free to be whatever you want. And I'm not going to come down on you and say, you can't do this, you can't do that. I mean, sure, you can't kill or whatever, but wearing a mask or getting a vaccine, that's insane.
Well, that's how America used to be.
Your body should be your choice.
Oh my God, we're going to have an intense conversation. I can already feel it.
Cool.
Yeah, no. I just, honestly, it's become so real. Like when we were in Montana on a boat.
Sorry.
Yeah, it was 120 degrees. We thought it would be cold.
Ugh.
But we were going around this island called Wild Horse Island or something. I don't even know. And we were on a boat with my little kids. And then I turned to my wife, Kayla. I was like, honestly, I want to run for governor. And she's like, let's do it. And so then I was like calling somebody and we took a picture. And so it was serious at that time. Like, yeah, I want to do it. I want to do it for the right reasons. It has become so heavy. And I've gotten threats already, death threats, I've had people say, if you do this, then you'll never, that, you know, if you post that, then you won't be governor. Or, I mean, just, there's been so many, it's only been 45 days, you know, roughly. Oh. I announced on the 4th of July that I'm running, and it's just so many things have happened. It's insane. And
have you been hit with a lot of haters? I mean, I'm sure you have.
Yeah. That's just like, now I already had a lot of haters because I've been a very public commercial real estate guy in LA. And when Trump was running like 4.5 years ago, I was starting a real estate development project, an 8-unit. And me and my buddy, who was also doing different real estate development projects, we were kind of alternating between the poster boys of like white racist slumlord landlords at the time. And we're just like normal guys, but we just, both of our apartment buildings that we were working on got politicized and then picked up in the news. And so I got a little taste of when people just run with stuff and have no idea what the hell they're talking about. And then you have to deal with it.
That's most of them.
Yeah.
It just
seems
like you deal with it really well, though, without being an asshole. I haven't seen anything that you've ever posted. I looked at probably every single video that you've posted on YouTube. And you're always middle of the road, just like, hey, like, you can be like this or you can be like this. Who cares? Like, why are you trying to be a jerk?
Yeah.
People should be in general. So our leaders should also have that characteristic.
Yeah. Well, thanks for saying that. Yeah, there's a couple trolls, especially on Twitter, because I haven't figured out how to go viral on Twitter. So I do every now whack-a-mole a troll just to like mix it up a little bit. But I've semi gone viral on Instagram. I went like full blown viral on TikTok. Then my account got deleted for me. And then Twitter, I just can't figure out. I'm trying to punk celebrities with like, you know, smart ass comments every now and then. But I do engage trolls there a couple layers in, where it's like 2 a.m. and it's just me and this person just arguing. And I'm like, what are we doing?
Dude, that's why I'm not on Twitter. Our show's
exactly.
not
exactly.
I don't touch Twitter with a 10-foot pole. It's a cesspool of idiots and mostly just people that have no life that just want to fuck with people for no reason.
Yeah,
if you're a political candidate, you have a massive target on your back for trolls. So
yeah,
I respect sure. you
at
for
least
being
you know
there.
It. Yeah, like you know
I'm
about it. You know how to
sharpen up. You know, I don't want to get I don't want to get triggered by them. So I have to engage them a little bit. So I have to like measure myself and not, you know, I just don't want to ever become emotional or caught off guard by like a comment or statement. So that's kind of why I do that, just to be like, does this hurt my feelings? Am I going to handle this right? That's why I still engage a little bit, but I might just check out, like, these guys are,
well, I was going to say, at some point you're just going to have to, like, if you get big enough, it's one of those things where it's like, have somebody else read the comments for you. That way they can screen what it is that you're hearing, because people are just assholes. Like, there are people that may not ever even hear who you are, and you say something on Twitter, and because they see a bunch of people saying nasty shit to you, they jump on board with it.
Right. Yeah. That's the biggest thing that I've been experiencing. It's just somebody says something, and then it's just like a train of people repeating the thing. And I'm just, I would never do that.
Like, no.
Some things that I'm kind of pretty confident on, I'm like, I don't really know the facts well enough. I'm going to just bite my lip and not say anything. But man, these people go full tilt. They don't care.
Yeah, they don't.
Yeah.
They don't have a life. There's people that literally have no life to the point where.
Is that what we're dealing with? I don't know who
the whole mission in life is. Yeah, it's an alarmingly large number of people. It's a little bit scary. I mean, the fact that there are enough people that can do that is a little terrifying to me, that there aren't enough people in the world who are normal. We live in a good place. I feel like most of the people we know, at least, are very normal. We have some extremists here and there on both sides, but it's rare. And you look on the media and it's like, okay, are these people real? Are these bots? Is this someone trying to
pull
one over on me? These people exist. It's terrifying. This is our world. Well,
it's like they say, people aren't getting stupider. I mean, they might be, but it's not that there's more stupid people. Just stupid people have access to your ear hole now. So everybody has to hear these stupid people all the time, because everybody's got a phone and can say whatever they want.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. I'm very concerned. Yeah.
Yeah, I think we all.
I'm trying to figure it out. I'm like, what is going on here? So, I mean, to just like the trolls on Twitter are one thing, and it's fun to like pop off on them back and forth every now and then. But the real trolls, like the real life trolls, where I have friends that are shocked that I'm registered Republican, and that they're shocked that I would be against vaccine passports, and they're real, and they're, you know, they're really shit talking. Like, they're, and I know, we know similar, you know, we know the same people, we're in like similar crowds here, you know, in Calabasas. So it's like, they are, yeah, I don't know. That part is the craziest thing. Like, I'm becoming more vocal that, and as I'm learning more, I'm getting more alarmed with what's happening. You know, it's like it's becoming realer and deeper. But it's just like the people that are such advocates for these like vaccine passports in particular, people I know, before for like a year, I didn't say anything. Like, I just kind of let them go off on, you know, social media and not check them and not say anything. But now I kind of feel like a moral obligation to like comment on their comments. I'm like, oh, here we go. This, like, everybody's going to read this. And we're getting, one of us is getting judged, you know, and if it's on Facebook, you know, if you're a Republican talking about being against the vaccine passport, at least where I'm at, like, you're totally going to get, you know.
I don't even engage on Facebook. It's almost become Twitter for me, where I'm like, anything that comes across, I know the algorithms are there to piss you off. Like, that's kind of been a thing that we've learned, is that they make money on, you know, the amount of time your eyeballs are on the screen. And they found out that more eyeballs are on the screen when people are pissed off, because they'll get into a fight with you and text you until, you know, 2 a.m. like you were saying. So I try not to engage. I'll see something that I'm like, I want to say something, but it's just going to keep going all night. Nope. I'm just checking out.
You just got to let it go.
Check my
phone. It's not worth it. The more that you foster that kind of behavior, the more it's going to grow. And that's not what we need at all right now. We need it to stop.
I know. You're right.
So,
but it's so fun.
I know.
It is fun. There's a time and a place for it. And I'll fuck with people every once in a while.
But I always try to make sure my comments, if they're jabs, I say it in a funny way, so that if they're like, do I need to be an asshole? I'm like, I wasn't. I was just joking.
Yeah,
It was for the lulz.
We might as well do it now before we're all like in communist China and we can't even comment on anything.
We can't joke.
I love our government. I feel like that's coming.
What's funny is that we joke about a lot of stuff and we talk about a lot of crazy shit. If you check out our channel at all, we talk about a lot of crazy shit. But it's fun. But now we're almost being targeted as extremists. Just for talking about it. We're just having fun here talking to weird people. And we're going to get targeted as terrorists because of the weird shit we talk about.
Yeah. But it's not, you shouldn't have to have a vaccine passport to do things. That's insanity. No. If you said that to any of the people who are on board with it 10 years ago, just 10 years, or maybe even 5 years ago, they would be like, that's crazy. I would never support that ever. But
even
then
last year, last
forward,
month.
Yeah.
Even if you're like, oh God, this is going to lead to a passport or whatever. They're like, go back to the basement, put your, you know, tinfoil hat back on. That's never going to happen. We're just going to relax for 14 days. We're going to flatten the curve. That's what it was.
Yeah.
It's just like they're, and now it's accelerating.
Well, because the media is saying that. They're saying all of these people who didn't flatten the curve, they didn't stay home, you know, fuck them, they're awful. And now it's all their fault. And everyone's just placing the blame. And they want to blame people because they're seeing the stats and everything in the media. And if you do the math, if you take the time, they don't put it out there for you. It's still a 1% death rate. Still.
Way less than 1%.
Yeah, but that's what they're posting, though. And it's not scary. They're like, here's what it is locally. Here's what it is federally. Here's what it is all over the world. And it's like, well, it's still 1% or less. So is that scary?
Yeah, but that's because of the vaccine, Jen.
But
right, yeah.
I'm not saying it's not because of the vaccine. I'm just saying they're posting the numbers because the numbers are large of cases. Yeah. But the death numbers aren't large. And if you do the division, it's not a high
they weren't number. Even large to begin with before the vaccine. All they did was lie about those numbers and say if you came in and died from a heart attack, they're like, oh, that was COVID, we know it. How do you know it? We just know
stabbed in the neck.
Whether they're lying COVID. Or not, though, the numbers they're putting out there for the people to see, the people who are believing CNN,
right,
is what I'm saying.
Exactly.
They watch the news. If you look at the numbers of cases and deaths and do the division, which they're not. They're just like, oh my God, this is awful. They're saying it's awful. Awful. Okay. If you just sit there and pull out your phone and don't look at the news, use your calculator for a sec. Do some math. It's not that bad. So
maybe
no
even go old school and grab a pen and a paper. You could do that.
could do that too.
Go crazy.
Do some long
it.
Division. Have some fun. But it's just not bad. Even what they're posting isn't bad. So it's kind of in your face. They're just in your face with, it's not that bad. But what they're posting is still triggering people to be scared. So it's just, it scares me because of
with the Florida numbers that they're talking about, like the, you know, infection rate, which, and then they show the state of Florida and it's all red. So it looks like a bloodbath, but on the CDC website, you can drill down, you know, like hospitalizations and then deaths. And then if you drill down to deaths, it's like crickets. There's like literally no deaths going on, but of course they don't, that doesn't fit the narrative. And, you know, they're relying on the fact that nobody's going to take the time to go to the site. So, you know,
no, and the even last flu season, it wasn't a pandemic of deaths. It was a pandemic of cases. Like that was, they switched from deaths to cases and they're like, you have to close down. There's so many cases, but nobody was fucking dying.
Yeah.
And
then, that's what I'm saying.
Then
the
you
numbers
get to,
of cases
to now. And the CDC is like, actually the PCR test, probably a little wrong. You should probably do something about that. But Delta variant.
So if you got elected, what would be your plan for handling that? If, you know, the federal government came and said, oh, California has the worst number of cases, like, what are you going to do about this? What would you do?
Well, we're seeing that they're messing with Ron DeSantis so hard in Florida. And like, honestly, I just fall in love with this guy more and more.
Every day.
I'm like, this guy is a legit G.
Yeah.
I'm like, God, I'm just like, Trump's his own thing, but Ron DeSantis to me is like the golden boy now of America. Like, God, he is sticking like to his guns on this and just not buckling. And it's nice because he waited long enough where Biden and DeSantis were kind of having a little bit of a cockfight on things. And then this Afghanistan thing comes in and Biden just looks like a total
retard.
Yeah, he's a total, honestly. I mean, there's no other word for it. Biden is a total loser with this, how Afghanistan's handled. So to me, it's like they were trying to hammer DeSantis and ruin his reputation. And they're like, oh, look at how red and infected Florida is. Meanwhile, there's not really any deaths. So to me, he's coming out, you know, in a good light. So I just think that California needs to be more in line with Florida and Texas. Like, without
doubt. I
don't
think that's going to happen.
I would immediately end all of the emergency orders. I'd never agreed to them. Any of like the things associated with the mask or the vaccine mandate, even like the rent and the eviction moratoriums.
Oh my God.
They're all illegal.
Yes.
It's all illegal. So I would just, that would be day number one. I know everybody says that. I was saying, lately I've been saying, oh, I would do that on day number two because I want to help Newsom move, you know, pack up the U-Haul on day one. So, because I gotta stand out a little bit. So
I would volunteer to help him move too. I'd be like, bro, I'll load your U-Haul. That's fine.
You need a team? We got you.
Sure. I don't even want to move into this weird, you know, mansion that every
governor's mansion.
Yeah, like, it's bugged. It's got like creepy juju, I'm sure. Like, I'll just, I might, if I'm allowed to, I'll just hang out here in LA.
Oh, yeah. You'd never be alone again.
Yeah. I just, I honestly, isn't it completely bugged? I mean, you're
comfortable. It would have to be.
Yeah. I couldn't do
you're gonna,
anything.
You're going to have a camera up your bum the whole time you're in there.
You should just let Newsom stay living there and just be like, dude, you can totally still live here, bro.
No,
like,
you can have it.
My place, I'm not even mad about it. Like, I just want, I have a house.
You
like,
got to stay on the couch, though.
Yeah, yeah. Just chill in the house, bro. Oh, yeah.
Or build how about this?
Some dog house outside.
Yeah. How about this, Gavin? How about I just let you rent it from me?
Yeah. How about we just sell it and give the money back to the people?
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, there's a lot of extreme things we could do.
Oh, yeah. I loved your stance, though, on like personal liberty with the mask or vaccine, whatever. We're on the same page where I don't care what you do. Go get chemo if you don't have cancer. Knock yourself out. You probably should. Like, with your mindset, go do it. But if you want a vaccine,
oh, you got
take
me
one of each of them. Take yeah, one of each. That's fine. I'm not going to. Don't fucking make me do it.
Exactly.
Well,
Why is this so radical?
Like, oh, go ahead.
Why? I don't know.
how are we the radical ones? This is like,
honestly, that is
the scary part. Yeah.
Because
no, it's
personal
super scary. That's
personal freedom has gone away. It's not a thing anymore.
It's gone. You guys believe this?
At the moment, I think that
on the cliff.
We're in a bubble right now. It's coming.
We're in a weird state right now where we're kind of sorry, Ben. Go ahead. Sorry.
You're fine. I'm waiting.
No, I didn't have anything to say. I just saw you waiting.
You saw me waiting. I don't think that it's gone entirely. I think that it's kind of like crumbs being dangled from a string. We still have the availability to make a lot of decisions on our own. But the problem is that it is a very, very, very slippery slope from what we are seeing to all of that being gone and not even having the support to go against it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't really. Like, I mean, we do. That's the weird thing about the whole silent majority thing is that I think more people are on the same page and they're just kind of afraid to speak out, especially on places like Twitter or Fuckbook, because of what we were talking about earlier, the lashback. You're going to get attacked by this horde of woke-tards that are like, you must get your vaccine because mine doesn't work unless you do.
In real life, too, though, and my whole family's from Massachusetts, so they're all vaccinated. They're fully vaccinated and very proud of it, and that's fine. I don't care. But I'm looking into booking tickets to go see them for maybe the last time that I can ever see them because I live all the way in California, and I was like, I was just crying to Joe the other day. Like, I think I saw my grandparents alive last 3 years ago when we went home to visit because I'm not allowed to go in to see them in the nursing facilities they live in unless I'm vaccinated, and I'm not doing that. So I'm not allowed to. So I asked my mom if I could, because our grandparents are allowed to leave. Two of them are because they're fine. They're just in assisted living. And my mom was like, oh, honey, I don't know. I mean, the Delta variant's going around now, and it's really rampant right now, and we're all vaccinated, but you can still get the Delta variant if you're vaccinated. And I said, well, then what does it matter if I'm vaccinated then? And if anyone can get it, whether you're vaccinated or not, and that's what you're worried about, who cares if I'm vaccinated? Why can't I just go? And she kind of shorted out for a minute. I love my mom, but, and then she said, well, you might get really sick. And I was like, oh, it's fine. I'm not worried about me. Would I be able to see my grandparents? And she was like, we'd have to think about that. And I was like, oh.
Dude, cognitive dissonance in all of that is mind-blowing.
That's also the really scary thing that's happening right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, like.
I mean, have people been this stupid this long? Or is there something?
I don't know.
It's like just so crazy. No disrespect to your mom, but like I have these conversations all the time. Like, this is not logical at all. We're not even dealing in logic anymore. It's one thing you like get worked up and you're emotional, but when the people are not emotional and they still can't make sense, I'm like, this is we really need to hurry and fix things.
Well, I think people still are being emotional just because they're still in this limbic state of like not knowing whether they're going to die or not. So they still are kind of subconsciously emotional state where they're no, there's still a thing out there that's going to kill us. It's like, yeah, you could get hit by a bus tomorrow too. Are you going to wear full body armor the rest of your life just because of the bus?
No, but the media is not telling them to, but I bet people would if they did.
For sure.
So that's exactly what I was going to say is I don't think that people are dumber. Think about if all of this technology went away, like it used to be. It used to be that if you had a really stupid idea and you were one of the stupid ones, you had everybody that you saw in your daily life because there was no social media to tell you, hey, you're being a fuckhead. You're being stupid. Don't do that. And they'd go, oh, right. Now you can't do that because you have millions of people that are saying you're right if you think a way that isn't right. And so they just hang on to it.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't, it's weird because it's America 2021. I have to keep reminding myself of this. And I'm like, why are we dealing with this? I'm still trying to get my bearings on. I think the problem is worse than I anticipated. It's getting worse. And I 100%, and people don't like this. And this is some of the stuff that got me banned on TikTok for sure. is I'm just like, I understand on a visceral level how Nazi Germany happened. I totally see it.
Yeah.
Got you banned? People have been saying that for the last year.
Yeah, but when he goes viral and says it, now they're looking
at it. He's also running for governor. So they're like, ooh, you might reach people. Your ability.
I don't know what happened.
Is what gets you banned.
Yeah, there's no like TikTok office where I could go to. It's the same thing. My main email, politics@davidbramante.com, that got shut down for a day and a half by Google. Because I violated some policy thing. My main email that everything for my campaign is linked to. So I'm just like, there's no Google office I can go to and be like, hey, there must be some kind of mistake. Like that's a scary part for sure. But yeah, I really see like, oh my God, this is how it all plays out. This is how it plays out. And I feel like we're on the fence about it. And I know, because of where I sent my kids to school here in Calabasas, just randomly, I know like very famous, world famous celebrities. They are in complete agreement with all four of us, but they will not speak out because they don't want to ruin their careers and they don't want their kids to be threatened. And I'm like, okay, cool. This is how Nazi Germany worked. Like this is, every person I talk to that is of that sentiment, it's like, okay, cool. This is exactly how it plays out. Nobody wants to say anything at all. And these people are just going to keep pushing and pushing and pushing. And then it's going to be too late. It's going to be a total nightmare. And I'm still optimistic that eventually, you know, we'll get out of that nightmare. But like, it'd be amazing if we could stop it. You know, we're watching it unfold. Can we stop it?
I think that's one thing we totally respect about you is that we're trying to do our thing with our weird show that we talk about weird stuff. And we're trying to get it out there to people and just make people think. Like, we're not trying to tell you what to think or that what we have to say is true, but just think about it. So the fact that you're going out there in real life and doing something you think you should be doing because you live here is great. We talked to, are you familiar with Carlos Zapata? He did there was some viral video. He talked at our,
he does Red, White, and Blueprint for Shasta County.
There's some viral video of him talking at one of our county supervisor meetings or something. But I actually thought he might want to talk to you. But he's the same thing where he's out there kind of like doing things in real time, like trying to be out there. And when somebody asked him, why didn't you just move away if you don't like it? And he's like, no, because I live here. I was born here. I love it here. I'm not the problem. This everything else around me is a problem. So I'm going to try to change it instead. So that's
I get that all the time. I think I've seen that. I think I know who you're talking about, but I don't know I didn't know his name. Yeah. People are like, bro, just move to Texas or Florida. That's where you belong. It's like, no, I'm not retreating. You know, I don't have to retreat this. I don't have to give up this territory. And like, you know, we keep receding. I talked to somebody else. huge celebrity. Everyone knows. I'm not going to name names. He moved from California. I want to name names just so you know.
Type it in the chat. Nobody can see that.
I know. I'll just say the last name. No, I'm just kidding. So he is like, we should just all move from California. You know, he moves. Okay. A lot of them have moved. Low key, they're moving.
And of course.
So we're stuck here. But what's crazy is, that is not the right mentality. You can't keep retreating and retreating and retreating. And then there's one state, Texas, Florida, Idaho, wherever the hell everybody ends up, who's like, you know, the people that still love freedom, and you're outnumbered 49 states to one. It's like just not a good long-term strategy. Like, you have to bring the fight to where the fight is. You can't keep retreating and be like, okay, we'll deal with it later. Because a lot of times when I talk to people about that, they're like, well, you know, at the end of the day, they come to my door, you know, I still have my guns. I'm like, that's also not the right mentality. First of all, if you've watched this Boston Dynamics robot, have you guys seen this? Like,
absolutely. Yep.
Okay. It's not going to be like LAPD or the US Army knocking on your door at this point. The Boston Dynamics robot is scary. Have you seen this?
I haven't seen it.
Yeah, it looks like the War of the Worlds dogs. That robot that you're talking about.
Yeah, but this thing is like the new video that it does is it's doing backflips, somersaults, it can run sideways. I'm like, this is obviously
run like a cheetah. Like,
yeah, this is obviously ending up. This is going to be used in the military, like obviously.
And it's everywhere, like pre-programmed into like Black Mirror, War of the Worlds. We've seen this robot.
You know how this plays out. I know we've seen this movie before. So that's the scary thing. It's like, okay, we're playing with fire. We all saw the Terminator. This Boston Dynamics thing, way cooler than the Terminator. This thing can run like RoboCop couldn't jump. This thing can do like, you know, huge somersault backflips. That's going to be the thing, you know, that has that. In this scary world that we're all envisioning, if we don't pump the brakes, those are going to be the things knocking on people's doors, scanning people. And it's not going to be checking a little piece of paper that you Xeroxed yourself. It's going to be able to scan your eye or whatever. Like, yeah, it sounds really extreme, but things are going so fast. Like, we just need to stop it. We can't just like move out of the state.
I do know that a lot of the people that I know that have left, it's not because they want to deal with it later, and it's not because, it's not because that. A lot of the people that I know that have left have been like, you know what, I just don't love it there anymore, and honestly, leave them to their own devices, let them burn it up, I don't care. And I'm like, that's that nihilistic kind of black pill mentality where I'm like, that's really easy to slip into. I get that. Because for me, it's like, I love my hometown. This is where I was born and raised. At the same time that I want to stand and fight for it, I'm also like, you know what? Cut the anchor to save the ship. I don't give a shit anymore.
Right.
Let them eat each other alive. I don't care.
Yeah.
No, but that's just letting us be, you know, fish in a barrel. I hate it. I absolutely hate that. I feel like we're going to be like communist China, where I talk about the Uyghurs in China all the time. I don't know if you've heard of them, but it's going to be, we'll look that up too. It's crazy. Yeah, yeah. They're literally monitored every single day because the government wants them, because the government doesn't believe in their beliefs and their beliefs are wrong. So they're trying to re-educate them. It's like re-education camps that they are in currently. This is happening right now in China. Okay, where they go in and they have a government it's husband scary. Or a government wife that goes in and monitors them. They have to sit down and watch their TV. They're not allowed to make weird faces. It's the social rating system that they have in China.
Yeah,
so they will get deemed untrustworthy, and that's where you can't buy things at the store because maybe you made a weird face when, you know, the Chinese government was speaking on TV.
It's the show Black Mirror.
Black Mirror, 100%. Yeah.
And that's coming, though. Like, we're not allowed to say what we want. And it could be something crazy. Like, anyone can say something stupid that doesn't make any sense and isn't true. But if you say something about COVID or whatever the narrative is, that's labeled as, oh, this is misinformation. This is dangerous. Now you're banned.
Because it's for public health.
But you could
health.
Say that unicorns exist and that you milk them every day and that's what you drink and that's how you lived to be 500 years. And that's totally fine. You'd never get banned for saying something insane like that.
Yeah.
But something about COVID, like, hey, vaccines might not work. I don't know. There's some research. You're done. Yeah, that's what's weird.
What I'm not going to ask you about, like, the typical interviewer is like, what are your policies on? Let me get my radio voice on.
Yeah.
Good at that.
Mr. Bramante, what is your policy on blah, 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 blah? No, fuck that.
Sounded smooth, though, I have to admit.
Yeah, I can channel it, you know, when I need to. But
yeah,
no. What are some of your ideas? Like, I know you don't know exactly how, like, this kind of thing works. I don't either. Like, if I were to run for governor tomorrow, I'd be like, I have zero idea what to expect when I step into that office. I'll be like, I assume it's going to be a lot of paperwork and a lot of people with cameras on me all the time. But what would be, like, the one of the first things you did to kind of rectify this whole situation? Like, just like, get rid of some mandates, you know, whatever they call it.
Yeah.
That
would be number one for sure. I think the main thing, because I'm getting a lot of momentum and support from different groups. And, you know, when people, like, if you get the this information guide and you call the phone number, I answer. People are always like, wait, what? David, can I talk to David? I'm like, yeah, I'm David. And I answer the emails and I try to stay ahead on the social media, like the comments, but it's super overwhelming. So groups have people are calling me, like these special interest groups or like just random people. And I talk to them. I don't know. Sometimes it's like, I'd need to wrap this call up. But as the mandates are coming in harder and harder, I have always been around guns. I think that people should be exposed to them more because I don't find them dangerous at all. And so as the government pressure and these mandates are coming in harder, I'm like, okay, well then we need to loosen up and like, let, you know, have, allow people to have more guns. Cause it's like, we're going to take
keep the tyrants at bay.
Yeah. I'm like, okay. It's like a, you know, this balancing act, but you know, I was already pro Second Amendment, but what the thing that's interesting from this is kind of like what you just said, like, oh my God, what if this actually happens? How do you prepare yourself for this? So I've been reading the California budgets, trying to understand that, cross-reference it. And then I've been reading and have read, you know, the California Constitution. And that's where I found out, oh, wait a minute, there's actually no gun rights in the California Constitution. So I'm learning these things like, oh, okay. So kind of like this could get more and more and more restricted. And I didn't even know that. So, you know, on that count, I was like, there needs to be an amendment to the California Constitution. And depending on how many people vote in this recall, well, to add an amendment, it's a formula of how many people voted for governor. Then I think it's 2/3. So 2/3 of the population that voted. Are you guys falling asleep? Sorry.
Yes. No. Sorry. I thought you were gonna ask if we were following.
For some reason, my camera's on Ben, and he's falling asleep. Sorry, Ben.
No, I was just listening.
Okay, cool.
Just put it on gallery view so you can see all of it.
He always looks like
that. Let me do that. Let me switch. Okay, better. I'm just kidding. So what I've been realizing is, like, literally nobody knows how anything works, including, you know, me. We don't know the budgets. We don't know our California Constitution. And then I have, like, these guys who are 80 years old calling me and like, hey, is this David? I want to point Article 2 out to you, Paragraph 6. And I'm like, okay, let me look it up. And they're like, oh, you listen. You know, it's like these random guys that are calling me. And they're talking to me about tax law. And like one guy in particular, he's called me 3 times for the last 2 days. He's like, let me tell you about this thing and these taxes are illegal and all this stuff. And I'm like, I'm humoring him because it's just a random guy that I'm going through the United States Constitution with. And we're like, just, you know, kind of spitballing and I'm learning stuff. I don't know if he's like a CIA operative trying to like entrap me. I don't know if he's an insane person. Or he's a genius and actually knows what the hell he's talking about. So I'm trying to like just take these calls. But really, that's the main thing in preparation, the budgets. What is the actual operating system of California? What are the rules we're supposed to be following, even though they've been completely ignored and nobody knows? I don't even think the politicians don't. I don't think anybody cares and nobody's checking. It's like Animal Farm. It's really scary. Yeah, that's what I have realized.
Yeah, I think no one really cares when they're any of our leaders. If you really take a look, they don't care. There are some, like North Dakota governor, Florida, Texas, they kind of care. But you could educate people in California and show them how the budgets work. I don't know if you can educate
a lot of the people in California, especially down where you are. We live in an area that's pretty redneck. It's not a town.
Are you guys allowed to disclose where you are?
Yeah, we're like 2 hours north of Sacramento, so we're up in the
Shasta County, red country.
Oh, okay.
Well, mostly red, but not enough to do anything. We're the ones trying to push for State of Jefferson and all that shit because we're not represented at all up here. Everything falls under like San Francisco and south of that. So all representation is all these woketards down there. I'm not going to say libtards because technically, I'm a liberal by the traditional definition, but
yeah,
not
but
what
they
we're
changed
seeing
it
today.
Now. That's not it's like I would never say I was a liberal now. I used to, and then I'm like, oh, liberals are crazy now. I don't know if I'm a liberal, libertarian maybe.
I know. Yeah. I mean, libertarian is the correct thing, I think.
No, yeah, I could tell by what I've seen from you is that you're way more libertarian, but it would be very hard to run under that because you're smart enough to know you're never going to get elected.
I would never list it. There's one guy running as libertarian. I honestly think the medicine, though, after what I've seen after the last year and a half, the medicine is conservatism. It really is. It's like, get back to America, get back to freedom, cut the restrictions. Let's be creative, not restrictive. Like, just roll it all back. You know, if it's only for a couple months and then I get booted, you know, I get hired as governor, I could roll back as much stuff as possible. And then, of course, unfortunately, what will happen is then there'll be like a stream of Democrats to just ruin it. And then somebody else will have to come in. It shouldn't be like that. But I do think that's kind of the deal.
Thanks for reminding me. That was actually one thing I was going to bring up is that I think the California legislature is a super majority of Democrats. Like, how is that going to work? Like, you're going to get kneecapped on the way into your governor's house. Like,
I'm looking forward to it.
Nice.
I'm curious. I in one of the things with the San Diego Tribune or whatever newspaper, I'm like, honestly, they really don't want me to get this job. That's a good sign. Yeah, I don't, like I was telling you earlier, one person's like, you keep doing this, you're never going to be governor. It's like, I honestly, and it's weird because I'm running for governor, I'm like, I don't care. Like, I've seen too much and it's like, I'm not going to stop. So on September 15th, if I'm not governor, there's so many people rooting for me. There's people calling and crying to me. There's people nonstop showing me that they're voting for me. It's like, I don't need to be governor to help lead these people because a lot of people have called me. And that sounds like, it's like weird to say because it sounds, when I hear it or say it, it sounds like a little egomaniacal, but it's like people have, they have called me and said, we need somebody to lead us. And it's so weird to hear that because I would never call somebody and say that. I would never be like, hey, I need you to lead me. That's not my style. But there's people calling me like, hey, we need you. We need you. And I'm like, man, how can I go back to selling apartment buildings or houses and doing open houses on September 15th? No, that's never going to happen. Yeah. It's like the Matrix, you know, I took the wrong pill and now I'm like, I can't get back in.
You can't unsee.
We just said
everything.
That the other day. Yeah. It's like, no, you can't just chomp on a blue pill and go back. Like once you see it, you're like, no, I got to do something or just like smoke a doobie and sit in my backyard because this is all we can do. Like.
Yeah, imagine there are people that take the pill and then go back into the Matrix. That's the saddest thing ever.
Yeah, and what happened to that dude? He died.
He's just like on the streets.
Yeah.
Muttering, telling everybody the truth, and everyone's like, no, man. I'm good.
No, you're crazy.
I don't have any change. Yeah, it's like, I got out of the Matrix.
I know.
That's how we feel too. I have to tread lightly when I talk to my family at home. I'm like, hey guys, like, do you think this is real though? Like, do you see this little set? And I have to say it so carefully. But I find that when I do talk to them, I'm so calm and level headed. And they are too. But their arguments are so easy to argue with.
Parroting CNN.
It's almost like I have to. I have to dial it back. So I'm not trying to yell at my mom right now. So I'm like, oh, okay. Just be nice. And I just say a little thing and then I dial it back. Where when I said the thing about the Delta variant to her, I was like, hey, so I heard you took Grampy golfing. Like, how did that go? Because I wanted to plant the seed and then cover it with some dirt and let it grow and then talk about something else so that she can think about that a little bit. Because my family's intelligent.
I think I see a little bit of a little sprout coming out of her. You know?
My sister is really cool. My sister's a nurse in Boston. And she told me that she doesn't care at all that I'm not vaccinated and that I'm welcome to come home anytime. And she's vaccinated, but she doesn't care. She's like, oh, we have friends that are vaccinated and we have friends that aren't. We don't care at all. And I was like, oh, that's so awesome and refreshing to hear, because she said also that most people out there are vaccinated and think that everyone should be. And then she said, but I bet a lot of people where you live aren't vaccinated and don't care about it. And that's okay, too. That was her text to me. And I was like,
that's how most people are.
How people should be. You should be like, I want to get vaccinated. I'm going to vaccinate all my kids, or I'm not going to do this and I don't want to. And everyone shouldn't care about other people's decisions.
The way the media spins it, though, is that you should, because it affects your health directly, which is a new thing as of last year. Like,
this is the best weapon. Whoever came up with this, like, if there's a group of evil people that have orchestrated this, if that is, I don't want to like think that that's what it is, but
I do.
You do.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely think there's something we don't have. I mean, we can talk.
It's
about
something
it
there, way bigger than that.
Yeah, whatever you want. But
okay,
yeah, to me,
but there's
to me,
something
the thing,
higher up.
There's definitely some malevolence. I don't know if it's some like crazy groupthink, or obviously somebody's leading something because somebody started this thing, you know? So like somebody started the party, but this is the most dangerous thing any evil person could have come up with, is like, you have cooties and we can't see them and they go everywhere and they can kill my like 6-month-old niece who has an autoimmune disease. And you know, it's like the most extreme, like, everybody's guilty until proven innocent. Every person walking around is infested with killer COVIDs that are just going to be killing people, and you have to get vaccinated and the vaccination doesn't get rid of these cooties. It's like, it's the perfect thing ever.
It's a wild soup of confusion that people are in right now, and I don't want to say, oh, I know what's going on. I don't fucking know either. All I know is that their own numbers are not matching up. And when they say that you have to get vaccinated because it's going to help other people, that's a first in history. Every other time you get vaccinated, it's to keep yourself from getting sick. So like you said, the 6-month-old with an autoimmune disorder, okay, get that 6-month-old vaccinated. Why do I have to be vaccinated to come around her? Because it's for her protection, not my. I'm not worried about it.
They blasted that in the media, though. There were so many commercials that came out that said, you could be killing your grandma, your neighbor, your mother.
Oh, I remember when those happened, when those were
emotional response.
We were watching football. We never watched terrestrial TV or whatever, but I love football. So we were watching football, and we had our antenna out, and a commercial came on. And I was like, whoa. And I was to the side of it, and I could barely see it. And it was a person laying in a hospital bed with just the heart monitor beeping, and it didn't have any words. They weren't talking. It was just playing across the screen. So you could hear it, you know, you could see it even if you were deaf or whatever. And they were like, you could be killing your mother. And then it flashed. And then your neighbor.
I saw that one.
Your loved one. It was so stupid.
It's honestly disgusting. Do you guys know that I created this site called AURS? Did you hear about this?
Yes, we did it on our show. So before we knew who you were, we reported each other on purpose, because we were like, fuck this, this is dumb. And we did it as a joke. We had a huge podcast where our friends got together. Joe reported one of our friends, and then it comes up and you're like, oh, hey, yeah, this isn't real. It was so awesome.
Okay. That's so funny.
Yeah, we love that.
Yeah, that, I don't know.
A lot
of people are like, you're fear mongering. Everybody told me that. A lot of people told me that. Some people are like, yeah, this is great. We need to do this kind of stuff because we're entering this Black Mirror world. And then, but a lot of people are like, you are, you know, first of all, the site crashed. The servers crashed for 2 days. So all they saw was like an error code. And then it said webmaster@realtordavidbramante.com, because the underlying URL, when I set up this account with Bluehost, which is like a GoDaddy competitor, there was so much traffic to the site that it just crashed. So then there was just a website. I mean, the email, the webmaster email. So then people looked me up, Realtor David Bramante, and they called me and they're like, screw you, Nazi. This is never going to happen over my dead body. I'm like, no, buddy, this is not real. I got a lot of calls like that. But the thing with that one is just people are like, you're fear mongering. I had that site up for, honestly, I think it was up for 6 days and almost 400,000 people went to the site, which is crazy.
Wow.
And I'm like, fear mongering. I put it up. It's a political satire. It was up for less than a week. What do you call what the media and government have been doing to us for over a year and a half, like these commercials? Who's fear-mongering who? Like, honestly.
No, you just did it back in the best way, and they were pissed.
They have to wait and hear what the media says about that before they get back to you on that.
Yeah, that's true. I took the site down before they could to work it up.
But Vice Magazine
kind of slammed me. No, it redirects to my site because I was like, I got to move on. I'm like, I was getting so much stuff, and Vice Magazine great. Slammed me
we
on
did it in real time on a show. It was
it
awesome.
Was so yeah. funny. Oh, that's and one so of our cool. friends that has a podcast too was promoting you a little bit. He was like, no, it's this guy who's running for governor in California. And we were like, oh, really? Okay.
Oh, no, we
Let's
did
record
the whole
each other
I,
and see
I
what
knew
happens.
What to expect already because I'd seen it, but yeah. I did it anyway, just live for the show. I did a share screen and did the whole yeah. thing. It was like,
oh, cool.
1, 2, 3, 4, your mama wrote. You know, I was filling in the whole thing.
Yeah, and you can find that entry.
It pops up.
I have it probably.
This guy is 100% legit. He knows what's going on. Look at this. We're getting to a place where people are going to report each other for not doing
people don't even want money. People submitted for real.
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh, I imagine. Yeah.
It's a fraction of the people that called in absolutely not. And the way it's just the whole thing is so depressing. But yeah, the main takeaway was just, oh, you're fear mongering. Also, I had hired two political consultants because like, how do you become a governor? You know, like my wife and I can figure out a lot of stuff, but we're just like, we should spot check with some professionals. They were 100% opposed to that site. And I ended up firing them. I think, was it earlier this week? They're just like, just do standard stuff, man. You're really like, you're pushing the envelope too much. And maybe they're right. But you know,
you're an
extremist.
They're
right because they're experienced in dealing with politicians. You're right too, because you need to break the fucking seal of what we have right now in office everywhere. It's disgusting.
So you guys think
we all
you guys
need
should
to
put
start
the site
being
live?
Hell yeah. I mean, look, here's the deal.
Can I make the site live again?
Are you Are you in the front runner? So I think you should speak up for people championing running for office. I don't know if you're gonna get elected. We voted for you both. We already turned in our ballots. Like for sure. I've promoted you for the last three shows, at least the beginning or the end. I've said something. I'm like, David Alexander Bramante, vote for him. But for our California listeners, I don't know how many we have. But I think whatever happens, if you don't win, if you do win, hell yeah. If you don't, I want you to keep doing this because you're showing people that they can do anything they want and they can make a difference. They don't have to sit there and be like, oh, I just listen to the media and just do my job and just go about my menial tasks. No, you can break out and do whatever you'd like. You could run the world if you want. Just be a good person. Handle it the right way.
A lot of what I've heard after the last election, which we will not speak of because that is extremist talk, is that everybody should start on the local level. And you are semi-starting on the local level, but have you thought about like city council or like, you know, mayor or anything like that? I mean, you went straight to the top of California, which is fucking awesome. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. Well, now I'm thinking about president, but you know,
once
good for you.
That's a conversation I had with the consultants. They're like, well, just go after there's this guy Ted Lieu. I've been kind of actually he's somebody I've been kind of like annoying on Twitter, so I've been his troll for a little while. But I engage, it's not emotional trolling, it's like logical trolling, because I'm a little bit like, should I go after his job? But honestly, like, this is a tough question because I asked myself this on September 15th, if I don't win, and I God forbid that never happens, but let's say I have to think plan B, you know, is like, what happens with this many people like rooting for me? Like, I really don't even know how many people it'll be. Like, is it 10,000? Is it 20? Is it hundreds of thousands? Is it 100 people? It's more than 100 because I'm getting like all of these like people filling in the bubble. They're sending through mainly through Instagram, and AURS got over 300,000 hits. And then what else? Oh, and then one of my TikTok things got almost 400,000. And so I'm just like, I have no idea what the hell is going to happen on the 15th. I really, on the, you know, 14th or 15th. So where do I go from here? The last 2 weeks, this is going to sound crazy. I have been feeling, you know, everybody's like, oh, are you religious, spiritual or whatever? And I'm like, yeah, I'm spiritual. You know, I'm from LA. So like everybody's spiritual, but you don't want to commit to being religious. That's like next level, you know, like, oh, you're crazy. And the last 2 weeks, I have really been like wanting to find God and community because of this stuff. And with my accounts getting like banned or deleted. And then when my main email was like legit shut down, I'm like, we are so vulnerable. We need to get back with each other locally and meet with each other like tomorrow at 2 o'clock. I don't know how many people are going to show up. I organized my first rally. So maybe it'll be three people and it'll be super awkward and intimate because we'll be outside in City Hall.
Hey, that'll be better than a Biden rally.
The medical rally?
Yeah, it's a medical freedom rally. So it'll be from 2 to 4 and it'll be at LA City Hall. And I submitted to get a permit and I got denied, but they said you could still go because it's your constitutional right. So I'm figuring out how to do all this stuff. So and maybe 100 people show up. I've been blasting it out. I posted the Freedom Rally image on my TikTok and it got flagged twice. And I don't want to post it again because now my new TikTok, which is growing pretty rapidly again, I'm afraid it's going to get deleted. So it's like I have to consciously censor myself because I don't want to cut my legs off on like getting messages out. So it's like a tricky thing. So tomorrow I'm doing that. On August 11th, I had filed against the city council legal documents and over 200 actual opposition forms. And of course they ignored me. So I have to take it to the next level. But the main thing is like one, I'm going to start going to church. Sounds so weird for me to say that because that's never been my thing. But now it's like, thank you. It's just, it's like I ordered, this is crazy. Oh, I have my computer on it. I ordered a Bible. I'm like, I think I should just read the Bible. Like I'm reading the constitutions. I'm reading the budget. Maybe I should read the Bible. I don't know.
So I don't think that's a bad idea.
See how they started.
We grew up on me and Ben grew up on the Bible. We grew up super strict conservative Christians. Like we know the Bible. Like it's
not read it all.
Oh yeah.
More than once.
They quote it all the time. It's kind of interesting and annoying at the
same time. But I've also read other shit.
It's relevant.
There's a lot of good shit in there. Like I don't believe it 100% as like,
of course you can't. Yeah.
No, they read it because they had to. Their parents made them. Like they were forced to.
There's a lot of good moral lessons and allegories and everything else in there. It's like any other ancient text or what we're told is ancient. We won't go down that path tonight. But I've also read a lot of other books too, like the Nag Hammadi, which is like the books that weren't included in the Bible, which is another interesting rabbit hole to go down. We might have to get you on for a fucking other
I'm down to go on this tangent because this is real for me. Yeah. Well, we are still a member of a local synagogue, but they've been closed for a year and a half. And I've been really frustrated because I was raised Jewish and Christian. And so my kids, I'm doing the same thing. And then because I'm just like, honestly, I would do more if I could. I think you just study all the religions if you can, if you have time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Because then you'd be insane. You know, like honestly, the person that nailed it is Alan Watts for me. I'm like, if Alan Watts is the religion, like that guy, he did all the studying, like he studied Eastern and Western and like integrated it. So I'm like, that guy knew what the hell he was talking about. And obviously did psychedelics or something and integrated that too, you know? So
I think that helps too.
Here's a really good beginner's tip for the Bible.
Okay.
The first 5 books were all written by the same dude, Moses. Just skip the last 3. Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. Just skip all of those. They're not worth watching thousands of names and dates of who begat who. It's just like a ledger. Skip all that shit.
I like the OCD in me is not going to let me skip it, but I'll agree with you. I'll do it and then agree with you.
I guarantee once you get through chapter 28 of hearing and so-and-so begat so-and-so, and you're going to go, okay, yeah, well, I'll come back and finish this and let my OCD...
Ben was right. Yeah, Ben was right.
I,
th-
We definitely didn't make notes.
We wouldn't be able to research those people and be like, but why did he begat him? Why? What happened?
Begat him.
He fucked some random whore and then she had a baby. It's how life works.
Does it say the why? Because I would want to know the why.
No, but there is. It depends on the Bible that you get too. Like, a lot of them are way easier to read. Joe and I were raised on the King James Version, which is.
That's one I have, yeah.
It's readable.
Yeah.
If you can deal with the these and thous, yeah, it's readable.
I would start with the New Testament. I've read the whole New Testament several times, and it's much more interesting than the Old Testament.
Wow, okay. So, like, I haven't done any of this. I have to get up on this.
Okay, so you're going to have to...
Start with Revelation.
Maybe we'll have you on with our friend Micah Dank, who does astrotheology. That's a big word for me, but I said it. And it's how the Bible correlates to the stars. It's some crazy stuff, but it's interesting. Yeah. So... Yeah. When you finish the Bible, let me know, and we'll have you on with Micah, and he'll blow your mind.
Probably. what I was saying is, so the synagogue's just not been open for a year and a half. And before I announced, I reached out to the rabbi, and I said, hey, I don't want an endorsement, but I do want some guidance on this, because I don't know, like, how to build community, you know? Whatever. So that I was just like, what is that? How do I do that? I know what it is, but like, how do you organize it? And he wasn't very helpful. I don't want to name names. And then, so then what ends up happening is a couple weeks ago, I found out actually one of my competitors for the recall was, Larry Elder was speaking at this church, Godspeak. And I was like, oh, what's this church? Anyway, so then I kind of ignored it. And then another, competitor on the ballot spoke there. Then I was jealous, like, wait a minute, they're all going there and I'm not going there, and they're like 15 minutes away. I'm like, that's not fair. So then I reached out to him, like, hey, can I speak? And they said no, because we're all booked up. I know,
of course.
What? But that's okay. But then I went and heard my competitor speak, and it was only like 3 minutes, so I was like, oh, okay, I'm not missing anything. I know Larry Elder spoke for like an hour, but this guy only spoke for 3 minutes. It's all good. But then I stayed for the service, and I was like, damn, this is my church. Not that I had a church before, you know, like, I'm a member at a synagogue, but they were started talking about they're against the mandates. They're against COVID. They showed the video of Arnold Schwarzenegger, like, oh, screw your freedoms. And they had the Australian prime minister, like, if you see I'm screwing it up, but basically, like, you see your friend in the grocery store, don't say hi, otherwise you're evil. I'm just like, wow, this Godspeak, that's where I'm going. I went to a Saturday night service. The following day, I brought Kayla and my kids, and I'm like, we're going to church from now on.
I can't believe there's a church like that. That's awesome.
That's why I want to support them.
Any of that. That's great, because they're bringing people together and then spreading the good word.
Yeah, they have two things. They got the community going, plus they're talking about real stuff. So I'm like, man, a church, a religious group, religious group with a following, talking about this stuff, these are my people. So,
oh yeah,
those are the people you have to talk to about how to get community together, how to be a leader.
Yeah. We are
how
the
to start
revolution.
To that pastor. Talk to that pastor.
Well, I'll find out. I'm going to get a brutal lesson tomorrow if only three people show up at the rally. You know, so I'll let you know.
Like you said, it'll be intimate. You can get to know those three people really well if you want.
Yeah, that's for sure. And that actually is a better thing, because I went to the one before it, which is it was 2 weekends ago. And Antifa was there, and it was just like a lot of people screaming and chanting and all these crazy messages and all this stuff. And then it's across this LA City Hall is across the street from the LA police headquarters, which looks super modern and crazy. And then there was a line of police officers on the sidewalk. And then on the other side of the street was the group kind of dwindled, but it was Antifa, and they were like unhinged and on.
They always are
weird.
Okay, but why are they even yelling? Because Antifa, anti-fascists, should be against mandatory vaccines. So I just looked at him and I'm like, what is going on right now? There's so many layers of like not making sense. And there was a big fist fight. Somebody got stabbed. I thought somebody got stabbed. It was later confirmed that somebody did get stabbed. And so I'm just like, what are we actually dealing with right now? Like, what? We are dealing with a very insane thing right now, and this is Los Angeles. Like, multiple layers. One, that there is this mandate coming down for the vaccine passport, okay? Then there's like all these like fringe people, but mainly it was just for medical freedom. And like, I don't know how anyone can be against that. Then there's the police that are like awkwardly standing between this freedom rally and Antifa. And then across the street are these people just like dressed in all black. You know what Antifa looks like.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And they're just freaking the hell out, screaming and screaming. And I'm looking at them trying to understand, like, are they paid to be here? Are they like, what is the thing? What is going on here that's motivating them to do that? So I don't know.
They're crisis actors. They're literally paid to be there.
That's what the deal is?
A lot, yeah. Maybe not 100%, but
it could be way more ominous than that. I have like a very crazy theory about the higher ups. I think there's something very dark going on. I don't think they're necessarily even from here. I sound like a crazy person, but I think there's a lot going on that we have no idea about and we never will, and they can keep it from us. They can ban our accounts or do what they did to you because it's so easy. They can probably just go bloop and just touch the computer and do crazy things. Like,
it's not hard.
And we'll never try to figure out the ins and outs of it, but that's us being smart and trying to figure out how to fight back. But
no, that's you being an extremist.
They just released the fact that, yeah, they've been studying UFOs for 70 years, and the first people to make a stink about it, they're like, why are you even making this a big deal? Like, you guys already knew anyway. And it's like, yeah, we've been saying it for years, and you acted like we were crazy conspiracy theorists for saying that there were UFOs out there, and now there's a whole department in the Pentagon that's like, yeah, we've been doing that shit for a while.
And I'm now, like, all those people are dead, though. Like, right when they released that is when all of the people who started those conspiracies have started dying.
So I know.
That's how a lot of classified stuff, it's always made after the
They wait until the generation passes away. Yeah.
No, it's deny, deny, deny. And then they're like, yeah, totally. We've totally been doing that. And we're like, we know.
I think we're a lot closer to Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. I think that movie kind of hit it home.
Yeah, have you ever seen that movie?
I haven't seen the movie. I read the book.
Oh, okay. Homework, dude.
Okay. Well, then, and I've listened to the don't audio panic.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's what it feels like.
So if you had anything to say to the California population right now, not to like get them to vote for you or that, whatever, but what would your message be in general?
Wake up and talk to people in person. That's it. It's time to like really wake the hell up. Like the layers of how nerve wracking things are is like, it's becoming so heavy and intense for me. And it's just like the amount of time that maybe we think we have, you know, like we don't have the luxury of time. Things have really escalated, the government overreach. It's at a like a breakneck speed right now. And before, we think that we're super connected with social media, but knowing how vulnerable we are, having experienced it just recently, when people are like, oh, I got banned, deleted, whatever, I'm like, yeah, but probably you're an extremist or also you're making it up. But having just experienced that, I'm like, we think we're so connected, but we're so vulnerable and we are really disconnected. So people, and I'm working on doing it, like tomorrow will be my first experiment in it. You know, I'm trying to think maybe I should have like a weekly standing meeting at my home. I'm looking into like renting space at like a church on a monthly basis to have a standing meeting, like a kind of like an Al-Anon meeting, you know, like just if the phones go out, if your account goes out, whatever reason, just like, can we have a place to go? So that's kind of why I'm experimenting with the church thing. That's a thing that's like a standing meeting, but I want to create my own. So I just think people need to really stop the name calling, stop the shaming, like turn off the media and just like reconnect with people. And I mean, it sounds super hippie lovey-dovey, but I mean,
that's not gonna out hippie us.
Yeah, I'm not.
No, you want to know what's funny?
Love is that answer. It's just like reconnect.
Everybody who used to call people hippies are now the people that are on our side. They're like, yeah, it's man, we just wanted to do what we wanted to do without being under scrutiny for fucking 40 years. Yeah. Why is it so hard? Glad you guys finally made it to the party.
This is the crazy thing. Conservatives like at the rally, I'm like seeing these, the pickets things, and it's like my body, my choice. I'm like, this was a liberal position.
Exactly.
And then what was the other one? I mean, there was just like time and time again. Like the last birth that we had was a home birth, which is crazy and cool. And I recommend everybody do it. Yeah, so cool. And that's the only way I want to go moving forward.
I'm not having any more.
Okay, good. How many are you at?
Well, first of all, that's not true because I haven't done it yet. But I do have two.
Okay, cool.
Did a home surgery.
Oh, no, nice. I would still like to show up for practice and fire blanks, dude.
There you go.
Oh, yeah, true.
Well, I have three. I want way more. I want like 8-10 kids. I want to keep it going.
Sound like our parents.
If I'm lucky to have it. But even the home birth community, you would think liberal hippies, conservatives. So I'm like, everything we thought we knew, like everything is flipped. Like the people that want to eat healthy food, the people that are doing home births, the people are like, my body, my choice. I'm like, when the hell did this become the conservative Republican platform? You know, and even protecting the environment. It's like, it's just literally nothing makes sense anymore. So you just got to get away from the labels too.
So it's because all of the things that drove those people to want a freedom and fought for a freedom that everybody, for instance, abortion or whatever, they fought and fought and fought to get these things legalized or pot or whatever.
Yeah.
And now it's legal and they fought for it. And it's that thing. So now they're seeing the same thing happen. It just happens to be that we line up on this about the vaccine. And so you end up having these people that are pro-abortion that are like, hey, man, I said my body, my choice 40 years ago in the rallies. I'm not going to stop thinking that now. Like, yeah, most, you know, inherently people that were pro-choice were also not conservative whatsoever. It was not a conservative idea. But I think we've kind of gotten past that now, where a lot of the same people that have been screaming for these freedoms are like, I'm still going to stand on that. You should have the freedom to get vaccinated or not.
Yeah, freedom is the word. That's all it is. So it's like, even when I was getting the nomination signatures, I was outside of a Pavilions in Marina Del Rey. Super awkward, because I always ignore these weird people with clipboards asking. Like, obviously, I'm a normal person. Hello, I'm doing this crazy thing, but I'm not crazy. But I would always like, there's two doors. Here's the guy with like the little clipboard, like the pathetic little person trying to get signatures. I would, of course, go this way. I'm on my phone trying to get toilet paper.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even they wouldn't even know peripherally I saw them, and, you know, I move out. So now I'm like, when I was trying to get the nomination signatures, I go from, for a year and a half, not talking about my political beliefs, to now I need these signatures from complete strangers, and I'm full tilt having to have a political conversation while they're on their phone trying to get toilet paper, trying to beeline away from me. I'm like, sir, sir. And I'm just
like, come on, man, I gotta poop.
Yeah. So just like, all of it's crazy. But the main thing was, like, everybody would ask, are you Republican or are you Democrat? And the first time, well, the first couple times I answered it, because I'm like, well, I'm going to be a truthful politician. I'm going to say Republican. And then they're like, well, screw you. You're the worst thing. You know, I'm like, flip out in a pavilion.
Instant label, yeah.
In front of like 10 other people, which is humiliating. I'm already humiliated asking for a stranger.
You're already holding a clipboard outside of Walmart.
I already feel like a loser. And then they scream at me and then they leave. You know, then they go in the store and, you know, you go in, you have to come out. So I see them again. So it's super awkward. But I just like, screw the labels. Like, let's just talk about the policy. And if you don't agree on the policy, then tell me to screw myself. Go get your toilet paper. Come out. We'll like not look at each other. That's all good. But the labeling is horrible. The shaming, the name calling. It's that, like that. We just need to move away from it. Maybe it's fun. It's not fun for me, but maybe it's fun for people.
So I just had a conversation with my dad about that the other day. And it was like, you know, the conservative Republican versus Democrat thing, which now is synonymous with liberal and conservative, which is bananas, because I've seen a lot of liberal Republicans and a lot of conservative Democrats.
Yeah.
But that point aside is that, like, he goes, it was this more of this thing of like a fun thing. It was a fun thing to vote for president because you looked at what they wanted to do. And you said, I think that one would do better for us. And the other side said, well, I think this guy would. And they take it to a vote. And oh, look, the people chose. We now have a president. All hail. And he was like, they were all, they weren't warring against each other. They just genuinely believed that certain policies were better. And so they voted for the candidate that they thought would assume that position. It's not this global or national battle now when somebody gets elected and it's like, I didn't get my pick. Like, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I think if you were to walk in and just go, or when somebody asks you, what party are you going as? I'd be like, your mom. No, just listen, look, read these. This is my statements. Because if people just read the statements and didn't know anything about your party, well, that would be voting you in based on your merit and your integrity and other qualities that you want to lead a state.
Wait, are you saying that we should have a merit-based society? You are extremist.
I know. There's a lot of extreme talk tonight.
That was the first. We can't get banned.
When I marked, you know, party affiliation, I'm like, oh, this is a trap. Republican.
Yeah, oh, fuck.
You know, I just like, I see this guy. What am I to do? Libertarian? That's never going to win. Okay, Democrat, conservative. Oh, all right, here we go.
I know that sucks because you're already
that's
doing
step number so one.
You have to do the things that will help you to be governor. No, I'm not talking like Joe Biden. No, you have to do those things that happen. You have to pick a party. And I watched your video on talking to people on political party affiliation. And you were like, I guess I feel like I relate more with the Republican Party because I can't do libertarian because you can't. You have to pick one because you'll never, ever win a third party. Right.
Well, sometimes
but
you
how many
play
of
by
those battles will you have to fight, though? Yeah, sometimes you have to play by the rules. Fair. So what would you do? Like, that's going to happen so many times.
There should
times.
Just literally be no parties, you know?
Especially agreed.
What happened with me, it should just be like, I'm going to do all these things. If I don't do these things, there's some kind of penalty. There's some like you don't go to jail. Maybe you don't get you owe your salary back. Like, hey, if we vote you in to do X, Y, Z and you don't do any of them, then what the hell? Like there should be something like that. So that's like a weird thing. But the thing that with the party, when I was like checking the box and Caitlyn Jenner was in, we were in Norwalk together.
She's Republican too. I saw that.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was so bizarre weird. That we were in the same room because it was nobody else. It was the city, you know, employees, and then me, and then him, and then so we're like,
could you see her ding dong?
No, but he's a big guy.
He's a fucking like gold medalist Olympian. Yeah, he's a big dude. He's probably got
stats.
A big old dinger down there.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. It's not always
ridiculous.
Hero, but the guy was like, he seems like he's. I mean, he's a big guy, you know. So, but he
did he put
hair.
On his Caitlyn Jenner voice, or was he like, hey?
No, it was just actually, he was casual. Oh. He had like no dress on, super cash, just trying to get paperwork done. It was like not the glitzy, glamorous thing that we see on TV.
So he is a guy in the closet.
For the election.
I don't know. This is dicey territory.
we're walking on eggshells here.
Yeah,
we can wrap up.
We can wrap up. Oh, I was just thinking this is going to happen, though, numerous times. If you get elected, it's going to happen all the time. This is just the first little thing. Just you picking a box, Republican, Democrat. That's just
the trap.
The iceberg. I mean, there's so much more below that that you're going to have to handle. Would you ever bail or what would you do? Because you have a family.
Oh, never. No. I know. I've gotten so many. Like one guy's like, oh, what if you're going to sell out? And I'm like, no, I'm not. They're like, well, what if they bribe you with $100 million? I'm like, it's a big number, obviously, but I have made and lost money now. Like I have like for standards compared to my friends, like when I was 19, I owned apartment building. So like I've had money, I've lost the money. I've had the money lost. Like I was in like legal battles or you know, whatever it went. I had it and then it went away. So I grew up really poor. Then I had wealth and then I lost it. And then I got it again. So I just want to be happy. I just like I love life. Like it's all good. No matter what happens,
just want to live your life, man.
I don't even do that. I don't even drink. I haven't had a drink in 4 years. Ah. I'm very like very mellow. It's all good. But the thing is like we all have to start stepping up. That's all it is. So if you feel this urge of like it's not right, and but I can't speak up, you're morally required to speak up at this point. It's like you've been quiet too long. We bit our lip. We were quiet. We did the 14 days to, you know, flatten the curve. Well, now it's been 14 months. So I need to wake up, start talking to people and just like get out there because time is really of the essence.
Absolutely perfect way to end.
Very perfect.
Sorry.
Thank you guys. Yeah, no problem.
No,
sorry,
that might be the episode
out here.
That might be the episode title. We've been quiet too long. I like it.
Yeah,
for sure. Yeah, we need leaders like you who are going to step up and just say, hey, we're staying where we are we're going to speak out about it. We're going to fight for where we're at. So,
well, thank you guys. Yeah. This has been a rad.
We're going to have to get connected with you again, either in the next weeks before the election. Maybe we'll do a live show the night of the election. That would be interesting.
Or
the day after in the fallout, and we can all just like brew.
All disheveled and drinking. Got the big game, didn't he, guys? Huh? No, I wouldn't be like, honestly, whatever happens when the dust settles, either way, I'll be very emboldened. Like the fight, it'll just change positions. I don't know what's going to happen, but. Like, it just, it's like, yeah, I'm out of the matrix now, baby. I can't go back.
Hell yeah. Yep.
I know. It's scary. I'm like, oh, why did I do this to myself?
See it, you can't unsee it.
I know. So, I know. Thank you guys.
Yeah, you bet, man. Dude.
Hey, keep on fighting the good fight. Thanks to everybody in the chat. And we'll definitely have you on again. This has been fun.
Oh, I appreciate it, guys. Thanks for spreading the word.
Stick around after we stop recording. Okay. Say proper goodbye.
Tighten it up, like.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.